Sean Hurton.
Hello, everybody. I was hoping they'd bump me, but here I am. All right, so time begin right now. I'm not going to go over 7 minutes, Vic, I swear. All right, so I'm a seventh grade history teacher on the east side of Las Vegas, and after spring break, I was completely dead, you know, total chi depletion, you know, dead. So I was going camping, two nights out in the desert, pretty standard for me, and I was going to explore an old mine. I was going to totally chill, go explore the old mine. There's an old miner's cabin that I was really excited to look at, and I loved going there and just sort of feeling the soul of the old sourdoughs, you know, digging in that old, you know. Anyway, so things didn't work out that great. So I head down, takes me about 2 hours to get there, and I had a loose idea of where I was going. Like, I knew the area really well, but and I Google mapped it a million times because I love Google Maps, and I still had a loose idea. Anyway, I'm going down the road I know, and it's pretty washed out because, you know, it's been very wet. This was not too long ago. And so I have to park a little far from the canyon. It's all good, though. So I park where I think I'm going to camp. It's a nice spot. And I do the 2 miles to the canyon, and I'm really just planning on going, finding the old miner's cabin, sitting there reading my book, looking around, exploring. So I get to the canyon. It's great. I'm going in every corner or every bend. I'm just waiting to see this old miner's cabin, and I don't see it. So the canyon splits. I go one way. I don't see it. I come back, and then I go back up the other way, and I'm just waiting. I'm waiting. By now, I've gone about 7 miles. 7 miles. I got to go 7 miles back. And I should say now that as a teacher, I hurt my knee playing soccer with kids trying to be a hero. And I'm not in a good place right now. I'm beating myself. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, why are you doing this? So eventually I have to just sort of admit defeat, no cabin, and I got to go back. So I get out of the canyon, and then the wind really picks up. And I'm just like, no, not today. So, you know, the north wind we've all been dealing with lately, it's just, it kills you. And also, a lot of cumulus clouds blocking the sun. And every time it goes, I just turn around and I like look at it. And I'm just like, no. I'm keeping it in perspective, but I'm not happy because I'm out here to revel and have fun, right? I'm just here to have fun, and I'm not having fun, okay? I'm embarrassed that I'm not having fun also. So I get back to my car. It's basically cloudy at this point. It's probably about 4:35. So windy. The fire is going to be hard. The Joshua tree, if you've ever tried to burn a Joshua tree, you know they really don't burn well anyway. So I don't want to get an all-nighter going. It was just, anyway, so I sleep in the back of my, I have a Hyundai Santa Fe, I sleep in the back of it. Long night, windy. I slept well, but it was windy, and wake up, it's cloudy, but I'm trying to be hopeful. So I'm going to go find that miner's cabin. Because there was a little route I didn't take. I was like, I know that's it. But this time, I decided to bring my metal detecting gear. So now I have a really heavy backpack. And again, you just got to make decisions in life. I made this decision. So the 2 miles to the canyon goes a lot slower this time. It's windy. I feel droplets of rain. And I'm just like, what am I doing? So I get there. And, you know, you just keep going. And you're waiting to see it. You're like, I know it'll be right there. And it's not there. It'll be right there. And eventually, you got to make a decision. And there's, like, serious rain coming, too. Like, because now I'm above it, and I can see everything. And there's real rain. And I think there's real rain coming. And rain in the desert is a scary thing, especially when you're out, you know, 45 minutes on dirt roads with your crossing washes. So I'm not having any fun. Anyway, I eventually take my pack off. I keep going. I give up. Walk back. It's raining. It's just not fun. So I get back to my car probably around noon because I left pretty early. And I'm like, all right, I think I'm going to just accept defeat. Go back to Vegas, you know, lick my wounds, sit on the couch, do whatever, get back out here later, like maybe in 3 days. So, you know, it's good. So I get in the car, I'm going, and I'm coming out of the mountains, and, you know, it's beautiful. I'm having fun now. I'm like thinking about what I'm going to do for dinner. I might ride my scooter. It's all good. And I'm coming down, and I see the train because I have to cross, like, a train track. And I can see it from 2 miles. And I'm like, oh, it's the train. And I'm almost kind of upset that the train is I'm going to miss it because I love seeing trains. And I was going to, like, film it. I was like, oh, man. I'm like, oh, I'm going to see it. But then I realized the train is literally stopped in the middle of my way. And I was like, so I pull up to it. right there, and ding, 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 ding. And I was like, all right, this is kind of cool. After half an hour, it was not cool. After an hour, it was much less cool. Now, I'm not in any danger, right? I'm up. I have enough to stay up for 3 days. So, like, it's all good. So I call Union Pacific, and I get Dennis. And Dennis says, hey, no, you got the wrong number. I'm going to transfer you to the whatever, you know, Bach track line. I was like, okay, great, thanks. So it's some automated recording. And it's like, and I left some snarky message. I was like, you know, this isn't really helpful. Like, I'm trapped. So I'm just hanging out right now. And I'm like, look, this is all good. I got books. I got everything I need. So I'm trying to read. And you know how it is when you're distracted trying to read. You don't know what sentence you just read. You're just like, uh-huh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And the whole time, I'm just angry. I'm angry that I'm angry at myself. So after 2 hours, I'm like, I got to do something. I just can't sit. I can't sit. And it's raining pretty good now for the desert, right? And you know that means washed out roads. I feel more and more trapped. So there's two roads out of here. One is the Canyon Road, which is as bad as it sounds. And the other is I'll tell you later. So I'm like, I'm going to the Canyon Road. So the Canyon Road is about 40 minutes from where I was. And then it's a 30-mile, like, sort of mountain road. And I've taken it before. This was many, many, many years ago. But so I'm like, I'm doing it. I don't care. You know, you're not really thinking that straight. You're just sort of reacting. And anyway, so I get to the Canyon Road, and as soon as I turn onto it, it says, you know, 30 miles to the town, it's just a total bog. And I'm from Vermont, and so we know about mud season in Vermont. And it was like, aside from being frozen, it was just awful. Okay, like the first half mile, I was just spinning, and you know, I have a four-wheel drive SUV, and I was like, this is so stupid. What are you doing? So I make the decision, I flip it, I go back, I'm like, you know what, just go. At this point, the sun is kind of coming out, and I'm feeling hopeful, and I'm like, look, it's all good. So I'm like, and I bet it's been almost 4 hours now. I guarantee that train is gone. Because how long could it possibly be there? And you know it's coming. So I'm coming down, and I see it, and my heart just sinks because there's a train still there. And I don't know what to do now. So I call Dennis back. And Dennis, I'm like, Dennis, don't hang up, don't hang up. He goes, I tell him the story. He's like, all right, let me get you a name. He is definitely from New York, too, or somewhere. And I'm like, Sean, or none of the other. He's like, I'm going to call you back, okay? And I'm like, I don't think he's going to call me back. So I have nothing to do really now. I pull back a little bit. It's still going ding, 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 ding. There's no one around. And about an hour later, Dennis calls me back. And he's like, hey, Sean, do you have a way out of there? I was like, oh, Dennis. He's like, there's no one on that train. I go, what do you mean? He's like, no, that's an unmanned train. And I'm like, well, okay, when do you think they'll be back? He's like, it could be night, could be tomorrow morning. I can't guarantee anything. And he was like with me. He was upset. And I was like, well, thank you, Dennis. I appreciate it so much. He actually called me later long story. So at this point, again, I could have just stayed put. I could have just, like, you know, read and done whatever. I was fine. But you know how it is. In the moment, I was just like, I got to go. That's why we make stupid decisions. So I'm like, I'm going to take the mine road. And I've been on the mine road before, and it's not a good road. There are many cruxy sections where if you have bike racks, they scrape, and it's just bad. So long story short, I take the mine road. It's, you know, it's 2 hours out of the way. There's a few sections that get really dicey. It wasn't that washed out, and it's called the mine road because it's near one of the largest mines in California, like just one of those gold mines. And as when you get closer to the mine, the gold mine, it becomes sort of like nicer. And then the road from the mine out to civilization is like, you know, it's like a paved road. And so that's it. I get home. And then I'm thinking about it. I'm out there looking for old busted mines, right? Trying to connect with the old sourdoughs and the sort of struggle. And I know there's a lot of misery and tragedy. You know, those guys were not out there reveling, reading books, metal detecting, like, you know, as a gentleman. And I could care less about this fancy new OSHA-approved mine that's tearing up the whole. So it really, I guess my only point is that, you know, the booms and the busts, no one cares about the booms really. Like, all we want to do is hear the stories about the busts and connect with them. And I guess that's kind of what I did. And I don't have that ending down yet. And so that's my story. Thank you.